10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Story, Oxford Square in Oxford, Mississippi. Thank you. Welcome to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. As I mentioned, we're at All Square Books, our old-time broadcast home, and we got a fine show for y'all. Wildwood Reverie is here. Wildwood Reverie, they're from Memphis, Tennessee, acoustic roots music and some beautiful harmonies. Also, Wiley Bigger is here. He's going to play some piano music. He's also from Memphis, Tennessee, but he's bringing back piano rock, he told us. And speaking of rock, we've got Callie Collins is here. Callie is from Austin, Texas, and has written a beautiful book about the 1975 Austin music scene when Willie and Waylon and the boys were just getting going, and Austin was before it's the Austin we all know today. There were no computers back then. Think about that. Everybody had to actually talk. All right, speaking of talking, we've got this band that really can talk through their music. We love Miss Our House Band. Please bring them to the stage, y'all. The Yellow Bushwhackers.
Sister falling by the way, just stop and say, Thank y'all.
Yellow Bushwhackers, y'all. One more time for them, please. Sam Lewis back there on the drums. Slade Lewis on the bass. Keon Love on the piano up front. Paul Tate, the Yellow Bushwhackers. Best live radio band in the land. Thank you, gentlemen. Try a little kindness, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, try it. See what it gets you. Not much, I'm afraid. All right, it seems to be a party going on stage. Maybe we'll be invited. Hey, Wildwood Reverie, this is a great, wonderful idea to get these three musicians together. And not only can they play their instruments, they can really sing. And I even saw where y'all said you took a little bit of inspiration from those great trio albums from Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. Mm-hmm. Man.
Oh, we got some fans then.
Not a bad idea to take your inspiration from. We are waiting patiently for y'all to put out a CD or an album or a box set of all your greatest hits. In the meantime, we're so glad you're here right now on Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. Y'all please welcome Wildwood Reverie.
Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. That was my song, Reverie. Glad y'all liked it. This next song here is written by Victoria, so she's gonna lead this off.
Thank you very much. I wrote this with my band, Oakwalker, and Rachel wrote that song just for this project. Ladybugs.
You used to call me your ladybug. Was all before. I loved you. Did, honey, but I just can't take it anymore. Use me and you abuse me, and I let go on too long. You can't have my heart back, but you can have the song. Ladybug.
Well, I agree with that. The rest of what you said ain't the truth, and that's a fact. Sorry that I hurt you. I didn't want to leave. I just couldn't stick around trying to play make believe. Ladybugs are good.
I got Montana Jones on the bass. Isn't that just such a cool name? My God, that's amazing. She's gonna be kicking off this song. It's my song, Drinking. It's one of my favorite songs to do because it's about an ex, you know? So you gotta have those, about those ex country songs, and this is mine. Knowing that we are through. Thank y'all so much. We're a Wildwood Reverie. See y'all around.
Thank you, guys.
One more time for them, y'all. Wildwood Reverie. Great, great, great. Victoria Dowdy, Montana Jones, and Rachel Maxson from Memphis, Tennessee. Wildwood Reverie. We thank them so much. Look forward to hearing more tunes and great, great vocals. I want to remind you that you're listening to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. You're hearing us on WUMS, University of Mississippi. Also, WYXR, Community Radio in Memphis, Tennessee. The stations of Mississippi, Public Broadcasting. The stations of Alabama, Public Radio. WUTC, Community Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. WUOT, Community Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee. And KNCE, True Taos Radio in Taos, New Mexico. Thank you. Thank you, all our listeners. Also, we'd like to thank our Thacker backers, Carol Etheridge Family Foundation, Dr. Stephen and Gay Case, Delta Magazine, Larry and Michael Johnson Family Foundation, the Mississippi Arts Commission, the Mississippi Hills Heritage Alliance, Pearly Peacock Designs, R&B Fader Foundation, the good folks at Square Books. We love them, Square Books. Yes, gotta have them. The good folks at Visit Oxford, Volunteer Mississippi, Wonderbird Spirits, the Yotnabatapa Arts Council, who are responsible for our lights tonight. We want to thank them so much. They are working. And the Snooky and Mary Lou Williams Foundation of Water Valley, Mississippi. Their lights are always working. All right. Also, we'd like to thank our backstage green room sponsors, Bar Muse, Moe's Barbecue, the Vine Bottle Shop, the Red Panther Brewing Company of Clarksdale, Mississippi, and Cathead Distillery. We thank them. You, too, can be a Thacker backer and be a part of this show. More information at our website, thackermountain.org. Keon Love, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Callie Collins is the author of this novel. It is called Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine, which many of you know as an old Bill Monroe song, also covered by country artists since then. The book is published by Doubleday. Kirkus Reviews says Collins debuts with a finely tuned tale of artistic ambition and cultural shifts in the 1970s Texas music scene, brilliantly conveys the nitty-gritty details of a working musician's day-to-day. Music lovers will love this book, Kirkus Reviews, and they're right, I do love this book. Callie Collins, y'all. Hey.
Hi.
Man, what a fun book.
Wow. I haven't read yet with bands, and I always say that it feels kind of offensive to get up on a stage and perform without an instrument in my hand.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it mitigates, like if having beautiful music mitigates it, or if it makes me look even worse for right. just reading to you. But that was lovely, and I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, we've had authors mention that in the past, that it's yeah. very hard to follow music, but you'll do fine. Well, not only the book is so well written, but it's music is at the crux of it. I was just curious, why 1975 and why Austin, Texas, and those two together? Why 75
yeah.
in Austin?
That's a good question. I don't know how many of you guys have spent time in Austin, but I would imagine they're similar. Yeah, all right. I am cursed by Austin, Texas, which I think is how most people who grew up there feel. And so I had to do this. There was no choice. This was going to be my first book and everything else had to wait. So that's why Austin, it was forced upon me by my upbringing. But no, I grew up with parents who had been in the music scene in the 70s and took me to a bunch of shows as a kid. And, had Armadillo World Bazaar posters everywhere. And I grew up with these stories of Austin in its heyday. And I think if you spend any time in Austin, or probably in a city like Oxford too, like, it's always better 10 years ago, you know? And and so Austin, it's better 40 years ago. And that's what, I just assumed that was true. And so that's why I wrote about the 70s.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and as I was telling you before the show, I was a big reader of Rolling Stone back in the 1970s, and they covered Austin when all this was just starting to pop with Willie and Waylon and so forth. And so it made you want to go. And in fact, as I was telling you, my cousin and I jumped in the car, went to Austin just to soak it up. And I thought it was really interesting. You don't mention Willie Nelson in this book. But you mentioned early Waylon is on the jukebox.
Yeah, the good fish. That's early. Well, am I allowed to say that? I realize now that I'm getting into, sorry. It's live. I'm not used to it. It's funny because I think when you set a book or really any art in a time period that people kind of have a relationship to, you want to both acknowledge the real people who were in that scene and also kind of pull away so that you can still take some artistic liberties. And Willie felt like too much of a presence to kind of to pull into this space. But there's one real musician who kept his name, and then many of the other musicians are based on folks who were in Austin in the 70s too.
Let's give the audience and the readers and the listeners an idea of what the book is about, which is a bar outside of town. He calls it a bar in the woods. This is Guy Wendell, and it's a fixer-upper. It needs a little work.
It's a shack, really. That's what it is. And sounds good though.
Yeah, I didn't want to give you a chance to be too descriptive, if you know what I mean. And there's also a house there. So, and Wendell is our guy who runs it with his wife, Deanna. And he wants to find a band to live in the house and play at the bar, and they'll have this utopia out there. And there really was a bar in the woods.
There was a bar in the woods. It was called Soap Creek Saloon. It was west of Austin in the 70s. And then they briefly moved downtown in the 80s and closed pretty fast. But Austin is kind of a sprawling town. You drive to the bar in Austin. So it's not that odd to have a bar that's kind of a couple miles west of the river. But at the time, it was much further from the city center. Now it feels like central Austin. And it's very hard to access the place the book is about. It's kind of condos, as you would expect. but you can sneak through the back, and all the nature is still there. All the land is still there. And it's just, it's an important... It's an important facet of Austin. I think the way that the land factors into the neighborhoods and West Austin in particular is kind of a strange place full of windy back roads and a lot of deer. I think my mom has killed 4 deer.
Wow.
She'll hate that I said that, by the way.
Yeah.
It still feels like the city, but it has some kind of wildness, and that's what I wanted for the bar.
And I mentioned the bar in the woods, and it's Wendell who has this dream. Tell us about Wendell. He carries the book in the early going.
Wendell is, you asked me about this earlier, and I was thinking, Wendell is, does anybody in this room have a relationship to Will Rogers? Okay,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to take those chuckles as a kind of, which is how I felt. But I, for some reason, I fell in this rabbit hole about Will Rogers, and I really wanted to write there. I read this piece about him and how when he walked in a room, it felt like you were seeing the myth and not the man. And I really wanted to write a character like that, but someone who like kind of doesn't fulfill the myth. isn't capable of kind of doing the hard work of being a cowboy. In this case, in Wendell's case, because his body is kind of unruly and he's a really tall, big guy, and he's just bad at hard work.
I loved him.
Yeah. And that seemed, I'm sure there were a lot of men in the 50s and 60s who were supposed to become, you know, hands on their grandparents' ranches and just weren't capable of doing it. Yeah. And he's not capable of doing it. So he opens a bar instead. Which is a nice second career.
He looks every inch the cowboy, but you say he can't even hold a rope in his hand. It's
can
really
do
funny.
It.
Yeah. And I love that Doug, who is the musician that Wendell scouts and see, hey, this guy might be good for the bar in the woods. The first, when he says, tells Doug what his idea is, I want you to come with your band and live out in the woods. First thing that Doug does is look at Wendell's shoes.
You got to judge the boots. You guys judge boots in this town?
That was a great detail, because I'm sure that happens a lot, especially in Texas.
Yeah.
Let me check this guy out. Make sure he's got mud on his boots. Otherwise, you know. Now, Deanna is his, we might say, long-suffering wife.
Yeah.
And she goes along with the scheme, the bar in the woods scheme. Tell us about Deanna.
She does. She actually, so she's the character in the book who grew up in Austin. And she grew up in the house on the land that the bar is now on. The bar was originally her dad's kind of shack. And they've converted it and kept the house. But she has a not totally functional relationship with her childhood and doesn't want to live in it herself. So she's both kind of deeply involved in the space and also hesitant to be involved in the space. And she's, I think, you know, she's suffering with a lot of what people suffer when they live in the same town for a long time, which is like, who are these people and why are they here? And what can I do with them? And how can I bring myself to understand them? And how can I kind of change my, or like, you know, adjust my worldview to incorporate a more inclusive idea of what this city is, which is a thing that Austin still struggles with a lot.
Yeah, there's a wonderful line about, it's the, pardon me, it's the city that's always on its way to becoming.
Yeah.
But I would think that's no longer applies, because Austin seems like it is finally, it's, we know where it is.
Has
now.
It become? No.
You don't think it's
become?
No,
it's still becoming. I, you know.
Lord.
I know. What will it become is the scary question.
What's next?
I think there are hints of the old Austin still there if you kind of are lucky enough to come upon them or dig for them. But one of the really beautiful things about Austin is that it's, well, whether this is beautiful is kind of up to your interpretation, but it's very sprawly. There's a lot of direction to grow. It's not an upwardly mobile city. It is outwardly mobile. And places that used to be kind of out of town are now more central. And I think it has diversified in some ways and become less diverse in other ways. But also no place stays the same. You know, every place is always changing, and Austin is just always changing, and we really like to talk about it. That's the difference.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, I've got to disagree with you there. Oxford hasn't changed one bit.
I haven't been here long enough to know.
It's changed
night
since
one.
You've been here.
Yeah.
all right. We would like to hear from you, read a little bit, but I want to ask you very quickly. You are a baseball person. You play baseball.
I do play baseball.
And none of this softball stuff.
No,
we're talking
hardball,
baseball,
wood bat baseball.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You play for the Cap City.
I play for the Cap City Cobras. There are 25 Sandlot teams in Austin now. It is a wildly giant scene, but it's really fun. And it's one of the kind of pieces of Austin that I felt like I had lived in Austin most of my childhood and adult life and didn't know it existed. And it was just right underneath what I knew, you know, it was at the parks that I wasn't paying attention to. And I just discovered it, and it is a massive amount of fun.
What's your position?
I play second base.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You
middle
have
infield.
To play. Not like the right fielder who can sit back there and have a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets hot out there in the summer, though. You want to, you know,
I bet.
You got to move, you know. Yeah.
All right. Well, I had a great time this week reading your book, and congratulations on it. And
Thank you. It's
really wonderful. Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine, y'all. Kelly Collins, let's hear some of it.
I don't think you guys need to really know anything about this, except it is about the stage lights, so perfect. The band wanted it dark again. Benny had asked Wendell to cut the lights completely, including the stage lights, so all we had on was the track lighting around the edges of the ceiling. In the charcoal of the room, faces were just broad shadows, and the noise, with almost everybody back inside now, was impatient. I thought it was likely too late to get back to the thrill of the set before the power had cut, but I would have been a fool to underestimate the kind of rapture that Doug could summon. The horns were back in their makeshift pit, shuffling their feet. Doug and Joe and Benny and Tulsa with his bass hiked up into his armpits like he was sitting on the toilet. Doug's guitar hung limp off his shoulders. Everybody coughing still at their mics, and Hopper back there at his set like a mural on the side of a building, wind-worn and faded. Even the kids bellied up to the bar had forgotten to order, had turned their backs to lean against the wood or perch on stools, and they waited. "We're going to try this one more time," Doug said. And the crowd cheered loud and steady, like they were going to scream all the way into the first tune. But 15 seconds passed, 30. The band was silent. The crowd stood still and surged at the same time. I can't explain the feeling of a room like that. It's wild and primal, bigger than my own body or anybody else's. Sometimes the only way people can ever be together, I think, truly together, is in a crowd like that. TK hit the spot, and the whole stage was bleached with light. Hopper beamed the way he does, kindly. He grinned like he was just delighted by every person in the place, like he'd never been up there before. His foot dropped. The slowest, cleanest beat I'd ever heard pounded into every tiny space in the room. Just the big bass and the silence between it, no cymbals or anything, his hands cold on his knees. It was startlingly heavy. I heard a moan, the beat knock, knock, knocking off the walls. Hopper could have brought down the ceiling on top of all these people, and they would have thanked him from under the rubble. Doug swept his hair out of his face. Benny whipped his guitar across his body, and the cord jerked like a leash behind a loose dog. He came in with the riff, the melody stair-stepping, but slow, simple, no keening or dressing or anything. It was Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine, but I'd never heard it like this. It was my favorite of everything they did, which I felt a little guilty about, because it wasn't one of Doug's songs, and it was really, when you got down to it, just an old country song. Such a simple little song, I mean. Three chords. Coming home. Benny's guitar went silent again, and still the bass drum churning over and over again. Doug as calm as I'd seen him all night at the stand. Benny's hands perched on the neck of the Telecaster, lingering. How long could they push it? I wasn't sure how much more the room could withstand. And Hopper just kept going. But when Doug finally, finally whispered that first word, Benny's high strings vibrated and the horns came in from underneath, I felt a rush of adrenaline. My fingers burned and my lips were bitter. You. It was a rush of water in a dry river, a needle slipping through the skin. The crowd thrashed open. Thanks, y'all.
Great job. Thank you. Kelly Collins, y'all. Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine. Great job. Thank you. Kelly will join us after the show and sign your copy of Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine. Again, it is from Doubleday, and just a fine read and a great evocation of a great town and a time in that town. And woo, the music that came out of there at that town. And it's still a wonderful town. All right, Wally Bigger, thank you for being here. I can't really see you over there. Let me get some lights on you.
Kind of tucked away in the corner.
Yeah, yeah. So glad to have you here, and I love the idea that you're bringing back good old piano rock and roll.
Oh, absolutely.
It sort of gets left. I was trying to think of Memphis piano rock and rollers and, of course, Jerry Lee, but after that, I'm sure you can rattle them off, but who are the big piano players up there we should know about?
Oh, I mean, you know, obviously Jerry Lee, but, you know, I take a lot of influence from, like, Memphis Slim, and Roscoe Gordon was a big Sun guy, too. You know,
yeah.
All those early 50s guys, it was really where I pull a lot of influence from. Even Charlie Rich, you know, played a mean piano too.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm going to go home and listen to all of them.
Yeah.
We're so glad to have Wiley here. Y'all please welcome Wiley Bigger.
Hey. Thank you.
This ain't the first time we met. I know that for a fact. The connection we have has got to go way back. This ain't the first time we talked. I've heard your voice before. Every time you say my name, I only want you more. This ain't the first time I've kissed no soft familiar lips. And every time they touch my cheek, it makes my heart skip a beat. I've been around enough to call it a safe bet. We've lived in love before. This ain't the first time we met. Oh, no, it ain't. It makes my heart skip a beat. I've been around enough to call it a safe bet. We've lived in love before. This ain't the first time we met. We've lived in love before. This ain't the first time we met. First time we met.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank y'all. I do appreciate it. Again, y'all, my name is Wiley Bigger, coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. That was a song off a new record I put out. Well, I call it new. It's almost a year old now. I put it out early last year, back in May of 24. I'm going to do a couple songs from that record tonight. This here's another one I wrote. That first one had a little bit more of a New Orleans influence, but this one's a little more Memphis. It's a little blues tune I wrote called Weekend Behavior.
Hey, baby, let's settle down. Stay and watch a movie and cuddle up on the couch. I know you see me out getting loud, having too much fun. But I'm a quiet guy when it's all said and done. So come here, girl, and let me treat you right. Don't judge my Sunday by my Saturday night. I know what you're thinking, and I would think it too, if I'd have seen me out drinking, acting such a fool. But it ain't usual, girl, it's just a special occasion. No need to get used to all the hell I was raising. It ain't like me, I'll straighten up and act right. Don't judge my Sunday by my Saturday night. Oh no! Thank you.
come on over. I made breakfast for two. I could spend a whole day just doing nothing with you. Take a walk to the park or sit on my porch swing. Soak in the sunshine while them church bells ring. My weekend behavior, it was quite a sight. But don't judge my Sunday by my Saturday night. Right for you. I'm pretty laid back. I think you'll find that it's true. Every once in a while, I gotta let it all out. And it can get a little wild, baby, there ain't no doubt. But that ain't the way that I'd best be defined. So don't judge my Sunday by my Saturday night. Maybe occasionally crazy, but I'll always treat you right. Don't judge my Sunday by my Saturday night. Oh, thank y'all so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Those first two songs were off an album I put out called Broken Telephone that came out last year. But I'm going to do one now from a CD I put out about 4 years ago now. A little EP, just self-titled. And this is a tune called Hung Up On You.
Well, hello there, baby. Won't you please stay on the line? If I can't tell you how I feel, won't have no peace of mind. Oh, now, baby, that's all I'm asking of you. Well, darling, please don't hang up, 'cause I'm hung up on you. Well, I ain't had your loving for a long, long time. Well, I've been around the block and seen a lot of women. Still can't get you off my mind, oh baby. Tell me, what can I do to get back to you? Well, darling, please don't hang up, 'cause I'm hung up on you. I know why, but won't you please open your heart, baby, and give me just one more try. Oh, now, baby, I'm on my knees begging of you. You know it's true. Well, darling, please don't hang up, 'cause I'm hung up on you. Well, darling, please don't hang up, 'cause I'm hung up on you.
Hey, thank y'all so much. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, y'all. Thank you for listening. I got one more song for you. This is another one off the new record, Broken Telephone. And this one's just a little love song for you. It's a one that takes a little more of a country feel to it, which is another influence I take in my music. Is outside of the blues and rock and roll, I do love some old country. So this one's called I've Always Been a Maybe. Thank y'all so much for listening.
When it comes to loving, I've always been a maybe kind of guy. Maybe we'll make it, or maybe I'll just say goodbye. Maybe I mean what I'm saying, or maybe I don't. You want me to be certain, but you can be certain I won't. But darling, the way that you love me is straighten me out. When you're laying beside me, you take away all room for doubt. There's no hesitation, have no inclination to leave or walk out the door. Hey, I've always been a maybe, but maybe I'm not anymore. I used to think maybe I was loving all the wrong kind of girls. Maybe I was better off alone in this crazy world. The way that you kissed me, tell me that you missed me, soon as I walked through the door. Hey, I've always been a maybe, but maybe I'm not anymore. Once like a coin flip, it can go either way. My feelings would ebb and flow from day to day. But darling, you've shown me what love is, and I'll tell you, I ain't ever been more sure. Hey, I've always been a maybe, but maybe I'm not anymore. Well, there's no hesitation, no inclination to leave. I'm forever yours. Hey, I've always been a maybe, but maybe I'm not anymore. Hey, I've always been a maybe, but maybe I'm not anymore.
Thank y'all very much.
Wiley Bigger, y'all. Let him hear you. Great job, man. Wiley Bigger. Really great. Thank you so much. Broken Telephone is his album from Mad Jack Records, produced by our old buddy Mark Edgar Stewart, with a whole host of Memphis musicians on that record. Broken Telephone by Wiley Bigger. One more time for all our guests today, if you don't mind. Wildwood Reverie. Wildwood Reverie, beautiful, beautiful harmonies. Callie Collins, y'all. Really cool book. Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine. And one more time for Wiley Bigger. We were just talking about it. I can see the scene. All Wiley's friends, when he's 8 years old, are out in the yard playing and having a great time, and he's having to go to piano lessons. Man, it took, did it not? Woo. All righty, y'all. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll be in Clarksdale at 6 p.m. at Delta Avenue for the Juke Joint Festival. I think this rain has moved out of the area, so please drive over and see the Yellow Bushwhackers, myself, and this lineup we've got, y'all. Charlie Musselwhite playing with Kenny Brown. We've got Ace Atkins, who's re-releasing his Crossroad Blues book, 25th anniversary, and Dwayne Birdside. So quite a show. Yeah, we'll have a good time. Come over to Clarksdale tomorrow. Next week, we'll be right back at the Powerhouse, and the week after that, Powerhouse as well, for our final show of the year, of the spring. And then May 15th, it'll be karaoke at Proud Larry's. That's 8 o'clock. Oh, okay, you got to take a nap so we can stay up, y'all. You know how that goes. But it will be fun. And thank y'all for being here. What a fun show we've had. We're going to get one more from this cool band, and we'll see you on the radio.
So much. Good night.
Thacker Mountain Radio Hour's executive director is Lucy Gaines. Our production director is Tim Lee. Our broadcast and post-production engineer is Jeffrey Reed. Our front of house engineer is Blake Gardner.
Put your hand on the radio. Oh, can you feel it? Down on your toes, can you feel it? That's how it goes, can you feel it?
Support for WYXR comes from House in the Mid-South and the Good Life DJs, presenting their first annual Labor Day picnic at Overton Park on Sunday, August 31st, featuring special guests Larry Mr. Fingers Hurd, Brian Hamilton, Selector Jack, and more. For more information on being a vendor, you can call 901-654-7632.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man. I mean the man. The sensational. The incomparable. The dynamic Bobby Bland.
My baby